It was another weekend of protest in downtown Columbus.
What's his name?
Casey Goodson!
People gathered Friday and Saturday following the December 4th shooting of Casey Goodson Jr. He's a 23-year-old black man from Columbus, shot and killed on his front stoop by Franklin County Sheriff's Deputy Jason Meade. The protest came as Columbus is at a critical juncture in police reforms. In November, voters overwhelmingly approved a citizen review board and brought in a new county prosecutor. The city also preparing to draft a new budget and negotiate a contract with the police union. City leaders have committed to, quote, reimagine public safety with an eye toward eliminating these lethal interactions with law enforcement. WOSU's Nick Evans tapped into one recent meeting. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. So again, Casey Goodson Jr. was shot by a Franklin County Sheriff's deputy, not by a Columbus police officer. But his death still obviously the elephant in the room. Did they address it?
Yeah, it was the first thing they brought up, actually. Here's Council President Shannon Hardin.
Our call for reimagining safety in Columbus is not just about policy and budgets, but it's also about addressing the devastating impacts of violence that disproportionately affects Black and Brown families. I want the Goodson family to know that this council, this city, this community has them in their prayers this evening.
Now, to be clear, even though the shooting did happen in Columbus, it was a sheriff's deputy who pulled the trigger. So the changes to city funding and oversight, they wouldn't directly impact this particular case.
Absolutely. It was a Franklin County sheriff's deputy, not a Columbus police officer. But these protests did come in Columbus, and they did come as the city is preparing to install this new civilian review board that will have independent oversight of police. Where does that process stand?
So the working group that was advising the process has just finished meeting, and they laid out some recommendations. Some of the notable things is that they said a majority of the members should be Columbus residents, but that it shouldn't be a requirement. And that there should also be no automatic inclusions or exclusions, so no guaranteed seat for law enforcement and also no prohibition on ex-offenders. The city plans to seat the members of the review board by March, and then they're aiming to tap an inspector general for the board in June.
What other efforts is council looking into?
So I guess it's important to know that this idea of reimagining public safety is sort of Columbus's answer to the defund the police movement. One of the primary issues that they talked about recently is how we get the right person to respond to people in crisis. Should it be the police? Should it be social workers or something in between? The public safety team with Columbus bragged about this specialized reaction team. And Police Chief Tom Quinlan hyped officers with crisis intervention training.
There's 36,000 calls per year involving someone in mental health crisis, and about 20,594 were able to dispatch a person who with CIT training.
Importantly, this is sort of apples to oranges. Quinlan is describing police officers with added training, while council members seem a bit more interested in a different approach that pairs an officer with a social worker. Here's Councilmember Shayla Favor.
It just demonstrates that the city knows how to use more than just one tool in the toolbox.
Everyone seems to agree that this model works really well, where you pair the officer with a social worker. But the team locally here is just 6 officers total. Now, they are planning to add 20 additional social workers coming up in the coming year, but that's going to be under public health's umbrella rather than with the police.
This discussion has largely been driven by residents and activists who are unhappy with the state of policing here. We should also say that some people say the state of policing in Columbus is fine.
Right. Yeah. So some people like people from local block watches did say that they want to see more police. But the comments that really stood out in the recent meeting came from people like Leah Bevis, who were urging council to follow a model that puts first line response in a different agency's hands.
Health workers with years of training experience will be better equipped to handle mental health crises than police with 40 hours of CIT training.
Yeah, the desire for reform, a big reason why Franklin County is getting a new prosecutor for the first time in about a quarter century. Democrat Gary Tyak takes over that office in January. WOSU's Nick Evans with an update on Columbus's efforts to change how it does public safety. Thanks, Nick.
Anytime. Happy to do it.